Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke chapter 18, verses 31 through 43. The Reverend Jonathan Maynor is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke, the 18th chapter. And taking the 12, he said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be delivered over to the Gentiles and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon. And after flogging him, they will kill him, and on the third day he will rise." But they understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said. As he drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what this meant. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Recover your sight. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have mercy on me. We pray it in our liturgy. We hear it throughout the scriptures. Seeing Lazarus and Abraham, the rich man in torment, cried out, "Have mercy on me." Seeing Jesus from a distance as he entered the village, the 10 lepers cried out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Now, not seeing, but hearing the crowd going by, being told that Jesus of Nazareth was among them, the blind man cries out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." This was not yet a cry for healing, but one for mercy. Nor was this the simple cry like other beggars asking for alms, a little money or food or clothing to help out for the day. Now, this is a cry for even greater mercy from the one who the blind man knew could give it. But we're told that cry was met with a rebuke, a call for him to be silent before the Lord. Those rebuking the blind man, including the disciples, should have known better. They should have known the Lord's mission, that he had come to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind. When John's disciples asked Jesus if he was the one who was to come, they should have known as well. So Jesus says, "Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have good news preached to them." Jesus had come on a mission of mercy. He was here to provide outward healing and to proclaim the good news that brings forgiveness and salvation. Those who had been around Jesus had seen it happening, but they didn't truly see it and understand. Ironically, the blind man did see this reality. No, he couldn't physically see, but in faith, he already had open eyes. Throughout the book of Luke, this theme of open eyes is very prevalent. He understood why Jesus had come, So in the face of those rebuking him, he would not be deterred, but cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." There was this man sitting on the roadside, on the route that the pilgrim travelers were taking to Jerusalem for the Passover. Many people were going this way at this time, nearing Jericho, just as Jesus was. The time was coming for everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets to be accomplished. Jesus would enter Jericho, and from there soon he would go to Bethphage and then to Bethany, finally entering Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives on Palm Sunday. Along the way in these travel days, he would encounter this blind man and show his mercy to him. Then Jesus would stay at the home of Zacchaeus, the chief tax collector, and proclaim, "Today salvation has come to this house." And finally, before entering Jerusalem, Jesus would tell the parable of the minas, showing what a true king really looks like. These were the days leading to Jesus being delivered over to the Gentiles, where he will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon. And after flogging him, they will kill him, and on the third day he will rise. This, the last passion prediction in Luke's account of the gospel. You see, Jesus had come on a mission of mercy. He is the lamb that goes forth uncomplaining. But first he stopped and had the blind man brought into his presence. This man has voiced his faith as he cried out for mercy to the Son of David. Now Jesus brings him into his presence, and he confesses his faith in the one who shows mercy and healing. "Lord, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Recover your sight. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God. An encounter with Jesus brings mercy. For this man, a changed life. The blind man recovered his sight and became a disciple, following Jesus and glorifying God. Would his life be without challenge and hardship from that point forward? Life in this sinful world tells us differently. But this man's life will never be the same as he received the mercy of the Lord. And so it is with us as well. In this life, our physical ailments may or may not be healed. Our relationships may be filled with joy or with challenges. Our days may be filled with happiness or hardship. But as we are strengthened to follow Jesus, in the midst of whatever is happening in our lives, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. All because the one who came to show mercy was shown no mercy himself. No mercy in the mocking and the spitting. No mercy in the flogging and the nailing. No mercy in his innocent death. Yet in that death, he paid the price for your sins and mine. In his resurrection, we now have forgiveness and salvation, the greatest mercy and grace in our lives. And we receive that mercy and grace over and over again. When you daily remember your baptism, you're reminded of the Lord's mercy on you, that through the water and the word, he marked and claimed and redeemed you as his child. When you confess all your sins and iniquities, knowing you deserve temporal and eternal punishment, crying out, "I pray you of your boundless mercy to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being," you are shown mercy as you hear and receive those words from your pastor in the stead and by the command of Christ himself. "I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." When you gather at the Lord's table, you are once again shown mercy in the body and blood of Christ given for you, for the forgiveness of your sins, to strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Jesus came on a mission of mercy. Through his death and resurrection, we continually receive the outpouring of that mercy and his grace in our lives. Like the blind man who now sees, along with the people in the presence of Jesus, we too follow him in the strength of the Spirit, glorifying and giving praise to God now and forever. Amen. Now the peace that passes all understanding guard our hearts and minds through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We join together in the Benedictus.
Chapel. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.